5:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Cell 5-5s all the way around. Lots of great stuff happening this weekend. Lots of great stuff happening today. You know, I listen when John is on in the morning. You know, John Reed is here from 6 to 10 every morning. And Fridays, I think it's a regular thing. And if it's not, I apologize. But I'm pretty sure it's a regular thing. Dave Saunders from Madison, Maine pops by. And Dave is just a cool dude. Knows everything about everything everywhere. And he shares some of the good weekend plan stuff like that. His restaurant, by the way, is called Texas Inn. Where did it start? Was it Lynchburg? I'm going to get that wrong. Harrisonburg? I forget. No, it was some sort of burg. It wasn't Moberg either, but it was a burg, I think. And that's where it started, famous for these amazing hot dogs, and now he's brought it here to Richmond as well. And they're in the running for this big hot tomato contest, Duke's Mayo. And by the way, if you use anything other than Duke's, then just get on 95 and head north. That's all. That's the end of the story. But they have an award for restaurants, and apparently Texas Inn is right there, man. They're in the running. So you can go online, you look for the Hot Tomato Awards over at Duke's Mayonnaise, and you can vote for a good, upstanding guy. And Dave was kind enough to mention the quest for cookies in his weekly newsletter, so I appreciate that. If you're interested, yeah, you can still get tickets. I think the ticket cutoff is sometime tomorrow, I believe. But you just go to the Friendship Circle website. You can type in friendshipcirclevA.org. Easy enough, friendshipcirclevA.org, and you can get some tickets. It ultimately is helping to raise some money. I'm always trying to raise money for good causes, as you know. But the real part of it is also by telling Julia's story, hoping that some people will become aware of the Friendship Circle, exposed to the Friendship Circle, and I don't know, maybe dig down a little bit deeper and say, wow, I got somebody that I think could use that sort of help. You know, my friends Joe and April Niamto, who are amazing people. Joe Niamto is, Joe's like six of the best people I know. And one of their sons, Evan, is having a big birthday. So Joe sent me, you know, man, I'd love to come, can't do it, but, you know, I can make a donation. It's like, well, absolutely. Knock your socks off, brother. You go make a donation. I'm happy to have you do it because that will help as well. But if you would like to go, friendshipcirclevA.org. All right. Monday, just so you know, Lori Warren is going to be with us. Lori Warren is the big boss over at Richmond Raceway. Yeah, racing's coming back, and she's going to tell us all about it. Lori also just got appointed by Governor Youngkin to the Virginia Tourism Board. And I'll tell you what, I could not think of a better person to be on that board than Lori Warren. And she'll be with us Monday. I'm looking forward to that. So what's the big news today? Well, the Obamas, Barack and Michelle, have now endorsed Kamala Harris. And it is just the most cringe-worthy phone call. It's bad. And I watched it. I'm going to share it with you in a second, just the audio. But you can find it online. I put it up on my social media so you could see it. You know, Jeff Katz Show on X, the Jeff Katz Show on Facebook. It's so phony, right? Jerm, you're a professional performer. And you looked at it. It needed something, didn't it? Like, you know, animatronics or AI or CGI or FBI or something just to make it look better. Can we just play cut number 5, please?
Kamala!
Hello. Hi!
Hey there!
Aw, hi, you're both together. Oh, it's good to hear you both.
I can't have this phone call without saying to my girl Kamala, I am proud of you. This is going to be historic.
We called to say Michelle and I couldn't be prouder to endorse you and to do everything we can to get you through this election and into the Oval Office.
Oh my goodness. Michelle, Barack, this means so much to me. I am looking forward to doing this with the two of you, Doug and I both, and getting out there, being on the road. But most of all, I just want to tell you the words you have spoken and the friendship that you have given over all these years mean more than I can express. So thank you both. It means so much. And we're going to have some fun with this too, aren't we?
Yeah, I mean, I know already I'm having just more fun than a human being should be allowed to have with the whole thing. It's great. And you notice that the cell phone is blurred out. Isn't that funny? I was just going to talk about that. That doesn't happen naturally. you got to go in and edit it. How many times do they have to run those lines before it got to a point where the director said, you know what, that's about as good as it's going to get. That's it. Just we're rolling with this one. That's bad. It's really bad. It's really bad. The folks who, how do I say this nicely? The folks who inhabit the legacy newsrooms around America, the hacks, the bottom feeders, the slugs, the water carriers, the bum kissers. I mean, pick whatever term really resonates with you. They get their talking points, and they get them from the big leftist headquarters, and they all just regurgitate this crap on command. You think I'm joking, right? All right. We have a little montage. I like to use the term montage, especially now that the Olympics are in France. It sounds very French. But I want you to take a listen to cut number three.
She was never actually border czar.
Border czar, which was not something that was formally conveyed upon her. She's been labeled incorrectly by some members of the right as the border czar.
Republicans named her the border czar.
Republicans have always exaggerated what her job was at the border.
Republicans, again, have labeled her the border czar.
But that's not exactly what President Biden asked her to do.
She was never put in charge of the border.
That wasn't actually her task.
Not to secure it, but to address the underlying roots of migration.
She was charged with leading the administration's efforts to address the root causes of migration.
The root causes of migration to the U.S.
The root causes.
Root causes.
Root causes. The root causes.
Root causes.
Of immigration.
We also want to point out that right now, apprehension numbers continue to decrease in our country, especially over the last few months.
And I just want to note that border crossings have been going down.
And illegal border crossings are lower right now.
Migrant crossings continue to drop.
Border crossings are way down.
Border crossings are down.
Okay, well, who said it better?
I've asked her, the VP today, because she's the most qualified person to do it, to lead our efforts with Mexico and the Northern Triangle and the countries that help us. We're going to need help in stemming the movement of so many folks, stemming the migration to our southern border.
So, in other words, she's the border czar, is what you're saying. You know, there is no official title, border czar. In case you haven't noticed, if you look down the list of appointments that the president may make, there is no border czar. It's a phrase everybody comes up with at the same time. So, oh, you're in charge of something. Well, you're the burger czar. I would like to be the burger czar, because then I could say, I'm the burger czar. You know, and I'm hanging out where the burgers are. See? It's actually from Welcome Back, Kotter, probably 40 years ago. But you could be a czar of something in your own home, couldn't you? Like, if you go to your big boss at the house, whoever the general mangler of your house is, it's probably your wife, and you say, I would like to be in charge of something. And she says, okay, trash compacting, that's your job. You are now the trash czar, the garbage czar. Where will you find me? Well, you'll find me where the garbage czar. Well, yeah, right. So you could be a czar, too. That's my point. The guy who's in charge of the post office. Postmaster General. Would it be better to call him the mail czar? I don't know. Take a listen at something else. Finally, it seems like our friend Kamala Harris may have inadvertently, accidentally lurched uncontrollably into the truth. And now this is another thing that the news folks and the big tech people are trying to erase. You would not believe the scrubbing that is going on as we speak. Thank God this interweb is forever with the Wayback Machine and the rest of it. Take a listen to cut number two.
Remember, age is more than a chronological fact. What else do we know about this population, 18 through 24? They are stupid. That is why we put them in dormitories. And they have a resident assistant. They make really bad decisions.
Well, all right. So, except for that whole stupid part, do we agree with her? It's interesting that that is there. And, of course, one of the big hooks for this Kamala Harris campaign is, aw, I'm young and hip. I don't know how to break it to you. Kamala Harris and I are apparently the same age. I am neither young nor hip. Just ask my sons. And Kamala Harris is neither young nor hip. And the whole idea that she's brat is ridiculous. You know that, and I know that. She's there because she's there. and they are looking at their bench and saying, man, this is it, huh? Yep, this is it. Coming up at 5:33, we bestow our Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor on Hanover County Sheriff's Officer, Sheriff Sergeant, Jim McLaughlin. And this was a tough one. Jim was on my list. He wasn't scheduled for July, but he was going to be a recipient of the Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor. It was going to be in the fall, and Jim passed away a couple of weeks back. As you probably know, I've chatted about it on there. He's an amazing guy, did wonderful things in Hanover. And I'm very happy to say that Renee, his wife, said, yeah, it's okay with me if you still give him the Blue Friday honor. So we had two members of the sheriff's office come in, Deputy Sheriff Barry Bland, who, interestingly enough, had worked many years ago in the city of Richmond and worked with Jan McTernan. And also Deputy Evan Povar, both great guys, came in and they accepted on his behalf. So we'll do that at 5:33. It is 5:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.